Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, April the 1st. You would think it was April Fool's to look at these headlines. Every day, it gets more and more absurd. Last night, I just had to relax and watch Last of Mohicans, remember a time when people were sane, when they would fight for their freedom, when they wouldn't be cowered into a corner by the government. Enjoyed going back home to North Carolina, too, visually. But, you know, we look at the reality here. It is April Fool's Day, and guess who the fools are? You. Not my audience. Hopefully you're awake. But the American public. When are we going to have criminal proceedings against Governor Whitmer in Michigan? As I reported last week, I relayed the report from the Detroit News talking about what was happening in Michigan and how the governor there was threatening physicians that they would take administrative action against them and take away their license if they cured people of the coronavirus. You cannot have this. We've got to keep this going. We've got to lock everybody down. We've got to keep the fear and the authoritarian measures in place until we can get vaccines ready. We've now got Bill Gates out there. He's prescribing what we need to have. And what a surprise. It's what every simulation that they've done every year for the last 20 years since 9/11. Every simulation funded by Gates, funded by Bloomberg and the Johns Hopkins School and so forth. Getting all these government bureaucrats together and telling them, look at this, everybody died in my simulation because you didn't act quickly enough with harsh enough draconian measures and you didn't approve my vaccine without any testing. I mean, they already did it in 2009 with the swine flu. You had Fauci coming in there and telling everybody, he's going to vouch for Pandemrix, which the lawsuits are still working through the courts about all the people that have been damaged with that. But, you know, as Fauci was telling everybody, yeah, President Trump, you just don't know anything about the medical community here. It takes 18 months for us to get a vaccine through. We're working as hard as we can, and we're doing this in record time. Except he was a SOB that pushed through a vaccine that harmed far more people than the swine flu, phony, crying wolf pandemic that he sold to everybody. And they did it in just 4 months, and so he's out there lying to the public and smirking behind President Trump's back, and who is this guy over here? He knows nothing. Listen to me. I play a doctor. And now he's out there talking about how he wants all of you to wear masks all the time. Now, of course, it's just a recommendation. It's just a guideline. And every time I criticize Fauci or Trump, who was basically his lapdog, every time I criticize that, people say, what are you talking about? They don't have any authority. That's right, they don't. You know, there's no authority for the FDA. There's no authority for Fauci to tell people what to do. But, you know, they have ways to make you do it, right? They have power. They have the power of the public bully pulpit, and they have the power to fine people and so forth, and they have the power to destroy your life. As we see now, they're destroying everybody's lives. The entire country is being destroyed by this insanity being pushed on us by the deep state bureaucracy, who President Trump is allowing to do this. He's just stepping aside, giving them the podium. As I look at these orders, and we had another community here just outside of Austin that put in a shutdown as of midnight last night. And what did they do? They did the same thing that this sheriff did when he arrested the pastor in Tampa yesterday. He said, by authority of the president and the governor and the CDC, we have enacted these bans and these prohibitions, and I'm going to arrest you. So that's how this is used. Like I said yesterday, they're not declaring martial law, folks. It's already here. They never declared any of these wars that they did in foreign countries, and they never stopped any of these wars in foreign countries. They're never going to tell you, I'm now making a formal declaration. Let's debate this. Let's talk about why this needs to be done, and let's talk about what winning looks like. No. They're not going to do that. They're just going to ramp this down every day until they get a fight. We'll be right back.
In a constant search to upgrade your favorite formulas, we brought you a new way to get your B12 with the most effective and expensive form available. Ultra 12 uses methylcobalamin, a powerful way to get pure energy support for those serious about getting the B12 they need to fight deficiency and reach their peak. The results are simple. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, help the body produce energy and blood cells, and support healthy nerve and brain cells. We're bringing Ultra 12 down 40% to make sure you get this product before we run out. Now you can finally upgrade your daily routine. Get Ultra 12 today at 40% off to support the InfoWars store and experience true B12 power.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, April 1st, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at some developments because there's a lot of developments every day. We're descending rapidly and it is accelerating further and further into a greater depression, poverty, complete government control, centralized planning of production and so forth. And we can see how the bureaucracy is even endangering the lives now of sailors on an aircraft carrier. It's now a carrier in a different sense of the word. They have a lot of soldiers on board who are sick. What are they going to do about it? Can they figure out where to send the supplies? Can they manufacture the supplies? Can the government even distribute? You know, this is the role when you have a central planning of government, like we've seen in Venezuela and now in Washington, under President Trump and the Republicans, as well as the Democrats. Of course, this is what the Democrats wanted. I'm just outraged to see Trump and these spineless Republicans joining in with this as well. Because the problem is, folks, as we've seen in Venezuela and elsewhere, as we've seen in North Korea, as we saw in East Germany, as we've seen in China, centralized control of information, centralized control of production doesn't work. These guys can't produce anything other than propaganda and fear and massive armies to stomp on your face forever, as Orwell said. And that's exactly what we're seeing in spades. The timeline that was put out in the various scenarios by the Rockefeller Foundation, I point out lockstep, yeah. Goose step, lockstep, that's what we're having right now. This march into tyranny in lockstep worldwide. And of course, as I point out, they have four different possible scenarios, and we are enacting the worst case scenario, the one where the population plays the least role, becomes the most passive, and the government becomes the most active. That's lockstep scenario. They had those were the two parameters. How strong and how authoritarian is government, and how adaptive is society in terms of their will to survive, their independence, and their ability to adapt, to create technology, but not just technology, but ways to work this out. Well, we don't have anybody asking for anything other than a handout from Washington, right? They can shut down our businesses. They can destroy the economy. They can create food shortages, medicine shortages, medical supply shortages. They can withhold medicine that we know cures people. None of that creates a big issue. Most people just say, trust President Trump. He's in charge. Trust the plan. It's okay. We're cool. I'd be worried about this if this is something being done by Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or even Joe Biden. But, yeah, we got President Trump in there. He's in complete control. I don't buy it. But we've got Governor Whitmer, and the question should be, is she going to have criminal charges put against her for murder? We got a lot of people saying President Trump's got blood on his hands because he didn't lock this down quickly enough. He did no less than anybody else did. And, again, it's not up to the president to solve every problem. Actually, he's done too much, far too much. He should have done less. He should have not pushed the idea of complete lockdown as a guideline coming from Fauci. But specifically in Michigan, as I pointed out last week, you had the Michigan governor, and it was reported by the Detroit News that she put out an order saying, don't you use hydroxychloroquine. Physicians that do this, you may face administrative action. You may have your license removed, pulled. She threatened pharmacies, said, don't you fulfill any of these pharmacies, which is kind of interesting because, as Detroit News put it, you've had a fight there in Michigan. Pharmacists said, well, I don't want to prescribe some of these abortion pills because that goes against my religious and ethical conscience. And they said, no, you're going to have to do that. But then if there's a doctor who tells them, we've got a lot of evidence from a lot of other countries, we've got a lot of evidence from doctors who've been doing this in New York, that this is very effective, and they say, I want a prescription for this particular drug, you've got the governor's office, the same Democrat governor who says, no, you're going to write those prescriptions for abortion drugs, abortifacients, call them. But you're not going to write any prescriptions for drugs that we know cure the coronavirus. Not going to do that. And if you do, we're going to take action against you as well. And we want other physicians to inform on physicians that are talking about this. You inform on them to the Gestapo here in Detroit. And as they finished the article, they said the implications of Whitmer and her administration's knee-jerk scare tactics should terrify all Michigan residents. Not only is our state's top leader threatening the selfless healthcare workers who are on the front line trying to save lives, but she's denying possible life-saving medication to COVID-19 victims. And what they were saying was the doctors, the headline on it was doctors have to fight the coronavirus in the governor's office at the same time. So now, just a few days after that came out, you had that come out on Thursday. I reported on Friday. Spent a lot of time talking about it. But on Saturday, the FDA came out and said, we've approved this drug that she is working so hard to keep anybody from getting because the evidence is just overwhelming. And so they put out an emergency use authorization. And now, here we are Wednesday, a week later, and this is the way the Metro Times covers for her. Governor Gretchen Whitmer drew fire from some on the right after the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs sent a letter last week threatening administrative action against doctors who prescribed two experimental drugs that could potentially help coronavirus patients. Well, no, actually, they're not experimental. I mean, Z-Packs are not experimental. Azithromycin is used all the time to control secondary infection if you have a cold. And it's not experimental. And the hydroxychloroquine is not really experimental either. It's been used since the mid-40s for malaria. Since then, it's been used for some autoimmune diseases like lupus and RA and things like that. It has some concerns about long-range use, but not if you're going to use it for a week to completely get rid of any trace of the coronavirus, which is what we're being told by doctors in New York. So, again, they're lying that it is experimental. The Whitmer administration has since removed the language that threatens doctors, and they're now begging the federal government. That's my words. She says, they say asking. No, she's begging for it now. What a difference a week makes. Folks, if we could just get this information out and these drugs in people's hands, we could save lives and we could stop this nonsense. But Fauci and these other people do not want that to happen. As a matter of fact, Fauci is now rubbing his hands together, thinking about how if only they had more masks, and we got everybody in the world now making masks. We've got all the automobile factories shut down. They're either making masks or ventilators. We have MyPillow making masks and so forth. So we're going to work on that. He said, right now we don't have enough for the medical staff, the first line responders. But once we get everything in control for them, we're going to make you wear them. Going to make you wear them. Well, you know, there's an interesting quote from V for Vendetta. Says, if you wear a mask long enough, you forget who you were behind the mask. I think that's true of Fauci. He's been at the NIH since 1985. He has worn the mask for so long, he's forgotten what it's like to be a human being. He's just a bureau rat. Take out the C. Now he wants you to wear a mask so that you forget who you are behind the mask. You're nothing but a slave, right? It is a masquerade that is going on right now, folks. So why not? Let's just put on the mask and we can all be merry fools on this April the 1st. But now you've got the governor who is coming back and now begging for shipments for the drug. So she'll go from threatening to pull the medical licenses of doctors to blaming Trump because she doesn't have enough of the drug that she threatened to take their license in the pharmacists and wanted everybody to turn into snitches for. I predict that's going to be the next step. But you know, the saddest thing about this is she's not even being defended by just this paper and some in her administration, but the Senate Republican majority leader in her state is also defending her because you got to understand, this is bipartisan, what is happening to us.
Listen, there's a show from PBS called It's Okay to Be Smart. So everyone who's been smart and has been put down for it and persecuted, it's okay to finally be smart.
That's right. There's not two sexes, and families are bad, and the right thing to do is to sterilize your son so he doesn't become an evil warmonger. I mean, a lot of feminists are saying we should have the government pass laws that male embryos are killed. But what's better and more reformed and more humanitarian is just to convince them when they're 5 years old to have their testicles chopped off. And again, global warming's real. We got to pay Lord Rothschild all of our money, and the pandemic's all real. We've got to be locked up in our houses. We've got to use the language the universities say. We're not a culture or anything. Oh, no. No, we're not. We're good people. We're good people that went to these corporate systems that didn't brainwash us. No, no. They enlightened us how to censor and how to rule and how to control.
When the globalists and the mainstream media and the big box stores zig, we zag. They've all been raising prices on high-quality nutraceuticals and supplements because people are doing their own research and grabbing them off the shelves. Well, guess what? We've cut the prices on our best-selling products massively. And despite the fact that our iodine's selling out, X2 just did, X3 is going to 60% off. That's right, folks, even though it's about to sell out. Our amazing Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with the nano silver, the tea tree oil, and the iodine, it's still 50% off, about to sell out. And then Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, the big multivitamin mineral with pregnenolone and all that zinc, it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And a bunch of other best-selling items are as well. So get your X3 before it sells out. 60% off. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Get Living Defense, 40% off. DNA Force, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it. It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, for your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me. When I've got allergies or when my throat is tired, it's just very, very soothing. And it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, are you all right? I think we're not all right. I think we've been psychologically damaged in this country. I don't know if we ever will recover. As I was pointing out, you've got Governor Whitmer, who in 1 week has gone from threatening the licenses of doctors. You try to cure these patients, I'm going to take your license. You write prescriptions, physicians, pharmacists, if you fill those prescriptions from physicians for hydroxychloroquine, we're going to take your license. You must not do that. But you must, regardless of what you think in terms of your conscience, you must fill the prescriptions for abortions. And then other doctors, if you hear anybody doing this stuff, you report them to me so I can punish them. Now she's begging the feds for this. And I'm telling you, in another week, she's going to be holding press conferences talking about how President Trump hasn't given her the resources that she needs. Pretty amazing. And I think even more amazing is the fact that you have a Republican Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, good name, shirking his responsibilities to both get government out of the way. This is the key thing. Whenever you got a crisis like this, you ought to ask yourself, first of all, is the government lying to me about whether or not this is a crisis? Does it make sense? Is this a dangerous disease? Do we have the legitimate statistics to prove that this is the most dangerous thing that the world has ever seen? Of course we don't. They haven't created any kind of statistics to prove anything one way or the other. They have absolutely no proof. This is just being done because of the men in the white coats. And they're coming to take you away too, folks. But no, this is just a conspiracy theory that has been floated out by Fauci. And he has absolutely no basis for this. But then as this thing runs through, you've got people like the Senate Majority Leader. She gets caught with this. She said, well, you know, it's just a mistake. I'm sure she just made a mistake. I wanted the governor to put out this letter because we didn't want anybody hoarding these assets, using them, in other words. You got companies that are offering millions, tens of millions of doses of hydroxychloroquine. Before, you got these government thugs who are competing with each other to see who can be more authoritarian than the next person. Well, you know, he's going to give you $1,000. I'm going to give you $1,200. And he's going to prevent you from doing that. I'm going to prevent you from doing that and something else. I'm going to completely shut down your business, and I'm going to give you more money than the other guy does. We should be happy about that, shouldn't we? And so you've got the Senate Majority Leader who comes to her rescue. We didn't want hydroxychloroquine to become the next toilet paper. No, they were threatening to take the licenses of anybody and saying, don't you prescribe that. And they came back and said, well, it was just a matter of miscommunication. You know, mistakes were made. No prosecution necessary. I know I endangered people's lives with that. I know that I threatened to take doctors' licenses if they cured patients. I know that I intruded into the patient-doctor relationship. Who cares? You don't have any informed consent, right? I'm going to intrude government into the parent-child relationship. I'm going to intrude government into the doctor-patient relationship. Because you don't have any informed consent. You don't have any organizations, whether it's the family or the church or the individual. They are all under our thumb. There is nothing that blocks them from doing whatever they want to, no matter how arbitrary, no matter how unsupported. They can do anything they want at any time. And once they let this up, as Fauci said, we're going to turn this back on and off like a switch, and you better believe they will. And so the FDA has now said on Saturday, based on the totality of scientific evidence, it is reasonable to believe that chloroquine, phosphate, and hydroxychloroquine, sulfate, may be effective in treating COVID-19. How many months have they held that from the American people? How many threats have they made to people on media? And that includes Twitter and social media. As I pointed out, I saw doctors who were bravely putting this stuff out. and defying this because they wanted to heal people and they didn't care. And as other doctors were sharing what Zelenko and others were saying, and I would retweet that, I would go back and it would say, sorry, Twitter has decided that this is too controversial. You can't see this tweet. Gagging that. Now, they've moved some of those things off. But look, we need to hold their feet to the fire. We need to get rid of people like Governor Whitmer, who threatened doctors. We need to get rid of the FDA that threatened doctors. It was the AMA also that was involved in this. Don't forget about that. And we also have state pharmacy boards. Here in Texas, the state pharmacy board threatened pharmacists to not prescribe hydroxychloroquine, even if a doctor wanted it. And we need to look at that in each of our states, almost every state. You've had the pharmacy board and the AMA and the FDA should be held accountable for this. The thing that can come out of this is, number one, we can realize that, hey, I can educate my kids without a massive educational bureaucracy that costs a fortune, that is destroying my lifestyle. I mean, this, the biggest taxes that you've got are paying for this bloated educational establishment that is absolutely unnecessary. I mean, all you need to have is a good teacher online, things like Khan Academy or whatever. You have one master teacher for a subject, and it wouldn't take too long for us to find a lot of master teachers for any particular topic. You go to Ron Paul, for example, if you want to know about history and the Constitution. You go to Richard Proctor, whatever. You know, these people could set up classes online. But, you know, if you want to get math, why would you go to a school like I did? I nearly did not become an engineer because my math teacher was so incredibly awful. The guy was the football coach, and they had a perfect record, winless. And if you ever saw, and the other thing that he did, besides coaching very, very poorly in terms of football team, he taught math. The guy was a walking zombie. He wore a tie. He was an old guy. He wore a tie. And he would typically come in with his tie blown over his shoulder, not even be aware of it. And he was absolutely awful. He was probably even worse at teaching math than he was at coaching football. Why would you set up a system where you put people like that in charge? Why would you have a system where they bring in drag queen story time people to indoctrinate your kids because they don't care if they learn math or science? So we have an opportunity to get rid of some institutions like that. But let me tell you, it's not just the educational institution you got to get rid of. You got to get rid of these people who are literally killing us. They're kicking the cures out of our hands, and they're forcing very dangerous, toxic drugs on us. Even when somebody knows that there is a cure, they will withhold it for political gain. And so how many months did the FDA withhold this from people? How many threats from politicians like Whitmer? And how many Republicans are holding their water and covering up for the FDA, for the AMA, for Governor Whitmer? I mean, this is the Senate Majority Leader, a Republican, giving her a pass for her authoritarian threats. This is how bad this is. Right when we come back, we're going to take a look at the U.S. aircraft carrier. They have more than 100 people infected with the coronavirus. The captain is pleading for help. He says, we are not at war, and so sailors do not need to die. No, this is part of, you're actually a part of a global war right now. You just don't realize it. You just don't realize it, sir. We'll be right back.
There is a paradox. Yes, this virus is deadly and does kill people. And so do many other countless viruses that have already existed, that do exist, and will exist. But when Trump says the cure is worse than disease, he's talking about the media hype creating hysteria and trying to create uncertainty. And it is that that I oppose. It is not the American way to cower and live in fear and to follow the edicts and precedents set by communist China and hyper-authoritarian Singapore, where you're now being given 6 months in jail if you don't stand at least 6 feet away from someone. This is being used by social engineers, and they admit that they are trying to transform our world forever into something unrecognizable from what it's been. We are not slaves, and we must not act like it. Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, storable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, 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 the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor. Zinc, antiviral.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order. Bohemian Grove, the American deep state, the rise of communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the info war, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex, you're the gladiator.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, when I look at this headline about a U.S. aircraft carrier pleading for help, so we've got 100 sailors who are infected with coronavirus, I'm reminded of the many, many, many times I have read about the military conducting experiments on its own personnel, its soldiers and sailors, without their consent in many cases, without their knowledge, the cavalier way that they have treated their personnel, and yet here we have a cure. They have ventilators that by the thousands that are being stockpiled in the Pentagon that's supposed to be sent out to, places in the United States out of the strategic pile that they have. And they're saying, well, we haven't sent any out because they're waiting to get an address from the HHS. The HHS says, well, we're waiting for this other person. It's classic bureaucrat buck passing. Well, I don't know what to do. I mean, I've been told I get it, but the orders aren't complete. I can't do any of this stuff. And meanwhile, we got an aircraft carrier and the commander, Captain Brett Crozier of the USS Theodore Roosevelt penned a 4-page letter and then sent it to the press because he wasn't getting any help within the military bureaucracy. He's a captain of a U.S. nuclear aircraft carrier. He said there's 100 crew members reportedly have tested positive for the coronavirus. He says this will require a political solution, but it's the right thing to do. The spread of the disease is ongoing and accelerating on the nuclear carrier. He said removing the majority of personnel from a deployed U.S. nuclear aircraft carrier and isolating them for 2 weeks may seem like an extraordinary measure, but this is a necessary risk. Well, I would say to the commander, who has obviously ruffled some feathers in the Pentagon now by going public with this request, I would say that you and the rest of them need to think outside of the China quarantine lockdown box that they put everybody in. There are other things that can be done. You can treat the symptoms with ventilators. You've got thousands of them hoarded in the Pentagon and elsewhere for their continuity of government. Does that include people on a nuclear aircraft carrier in the continuity of government plan? Maybe not. I don't know. You know, going back to Raven Rock, the plan to keep the politicians safe, Dr. Strangelove style, and let the rest of us die. Maybe that includes letting the people on the aircraft carrier die. But there is hydroxychloroquine. Why don't you just cure it? Why don't you just listen to that doctor who's been putting his license on the line to save lives? That's the real hero. Not Fauci, not Trump, not any of these bureaucrats. They're the villains in all this. The real hero is that doctor and others like him who said, here's what I've done. Hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, Z-Pak, and zinc, because zinc is antiviral. And here's the amount that I give of each of these three things. He's published it. He's done video clips talking about this. Zev Zelenko, I think, a New York doctor. Yeah, he's the real hero of all this because he's going to put out a cure. And all of these establishment people who want to shut him down, who want to silence him, who want to take his license, he doesn't care. He wants to cure patients. So why don't we do that? Sailors do not need to die. Just get on the phone and tell the Pentagon, send me some of the hydroxychloroquine. You don't even have to fight with the FDA anymore over it. They finally have yielded. Maybe this is a sign that they have gaslighted and controlled us long enough. They've established a principle that they can panic the public into accepting anything. So now maybe they'll let some of these people who are sick get cured. About 5,000 people on this aircraft carrier, about the size of a small town, as Reuters reports. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said this is not time to evacuate the carrier. Admiral, who is head Admiral Aquilino, I think is the way his name is pronounced, head of the U.S. Navy's Pacific Fleet, told reporters that the plan was to take some of the sailors off the ship, test and quarantine them, clean the ship, then rotate them with those on the carrier. Okay, so they kind of give it the Diamond Princess treatment, perhaps. That worked so well there. Yeah, the talk about it being a carrier in a very different way, right? Just cure it. It's not like we don't have a cure. But they have to pretend that we got to wait until Fauci and Gates have a vaccine that's been rushed to market that they can force you to get. As far as ventilators go, the Pentagon says it still hasn't sent the ventilators, the 2,000 ventilators that were supposed to go to FEMA and to HHS. They said, we haven't been given an address, so we still got them stockpiled. There was a discussion with HHS on where to send them. Then they said, hey, wait, we're just trying to take a look at the demand that's required. So we were asked to wait until there was just some sorting through on that. See, here's the problem, folks. Venezuela has come to America fast and furious. It's been enacted as a bipartisan coup against America. You can thank Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer. You can thank Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McConnell. You can thank President Trump as well. They have completely shut down our economy to the extent that we're now having shortages of food and toilet paper and you name it. In Bastrop County, outside of Austin, you just had them shut this down. Last night, a Bastrop County COVID-19 order. And whereas on March 16th, President Trump released strict guidelines. Whereas on March 19th, Governor Texas Abbott issued an executive order limiting the size of gatherings. And whereas the CDC and the Texas State Department of State Health Services put out their orders. So here you go. Just like that thug in Tampa that calls himself a sheriff who swore an oath to the Constitution and has now become a proven liar and oath breaker as he arrested a pastor yesterday. He said, hey, the president ordered it. The governor ordered it. CDC ordered it. I'm just following the orders of the CDC, a private organization. That is a 501c, by the way, folks. If you don't believe the CDC is private, they are a 501c organization. They can accept money from individual sources. It's also kind of a quasi-military thing. But, you know, we're blending all this together. You know, that's one of the things that should not reassure you about what President Trump has done with the Federal Reserve and the Department of the Treasury. It should alarm you what President Trump and the Department, the Treasury Department have done in terms of their alliance. It's the same type of thing that we've seen with the CDC. These guys wear military uniforms. They work on bioweapons programs. They have what they call select agents where they bring them in to gain, for gain of function experiments, augmentation, genetic modification, creating chimeras between coronavirus and bats. All of this stuff is done. Bring in very rare diseases or even common ones. We make them easier to transmit and more deadly. Yeah. And then they're kind of government. They get government funds. They get private funds. They wear military uniforms. But they're not any of those things, right? It's just, I'm not that. I'm this. And so what did they order in Bastrop? And why did they do it? Well, they've had, over the last several months, they've tested, I don't know how many people. And see, that's the key thing. How many people have they tested in Bastrop? No denominator on this, but we do have a numerator. We have three people who have tested positive in this county. Three people have tested positive in months. And we don't know have they tested hundreds? Have they tested thousands? Have they tested tens of thousands of people? We don't know. We're not allowed to know. We just do what we're told, right? Because the president, the governor, and the CDC said so. And so what are they telling you to do? Well, anybody who's tested positive, you got to, go and self-quarantine. Well, that's fine. But they also want any businesses that stay open to do daily checking and monitoring of the health of all staff and employees. Every day, you check their health every day. And then follow our guidelines on social distancing. Businesses must also designate a person on each shift to monitor and to enforce these protocols. So they're going to come in and ask you, who is the person who is checking the health of every single person if you keep your business open? All social gatherings and worship and other religious services, including weddings and funerals, are prohibited in this little county because they found three people that they tested positive. We don't know, is that a 1% rate that tested positive? They didn't die. They just tested positive. Or is it 1/1000th of a percent? We don't know.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
My mind for more than 8 weeks has been fixed, constantly scanning, constantly computing, to understand the strategic attack we're witnessing. We know by the scripting and the choreography and the fact that the virus has been scanned that it's man-made, an attack on our economy. The globalist media is firmly behind this, devastating the United States and driving Trump from power. But now we know from scores of studies from China, the UK, the United States, Europe, Brazil, Japan, that the virus reinfects and attacks different parts of the body. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an engineered bioweapon, just as the Indian scientist 8 weeks ago conclusively proved their major university. They have a name for it at the Pentagon. It's called a soft kill weapon. It doesn't kill you usually the first time, but the next time, or the third time, or the fourth, it does. And it weighs down your economy in the process.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, listen. Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you gotta do is go to InfoWars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones' broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcasts, films, emergency reports. It's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video, and it's growing exponentially. And the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now. If all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Looking at the small county as one example here, and I've got a listener sent me information from Louisiana's website. They've got in the state there, statewide, they've tested 38,967 people. They found just over 5,000 of them, 5,300 about, actually had the virus. So it's about 13.5%. Prior to that, they had tested 20% positive. And so then you've got some questions going on here. You know, these are people who had symptoms. They're not necessarily severe symptoms. We're seeing more and more people test positive because they're doing more and more testing. Up to this point, there's a real question as to what the population is, right? First of all, they don't have a lot of tests. Secondly, have they even conducted tests on the people who come in? What are the other conditions that these people have? All these different things should raise issues. But even more so, in this one county outside of Austin, where they have tested three people positive, and again, have they tested dozens, hundreds, thousands, ten thousands of people? I mean, what is the rate that justifies shutting down every business, requiring, if you're going to stay open as an essential business, because they let people do drive up and drive through things at restaurants, if you're going to stay open, you're going to have to designate somebody there to check the health of each and every employee when they come in every day. You're going to have to designate somebody, and you've got to have records of everything, all of your actions available to the health inspectors when they come by to do an audit of you, to shut you down. I tell you what, again, these little petty tyrants, people who live in this county, Bastrop County, you need to find the name of this judge who signed this order. And we got an election coming up. I don't know if he's running or not, but you start to organize and write somebody else in. So this guy, I think his name, Paul Pape, P-A-P-E, the Bastrop County judge. If you live in Bastrop, you make sure that you vote for anybody other than Paul Pape. And you throw out these mayors as well of the little towns that are in this county. You throw out all of these petty fogging little bureaucrats who are climbing over each other to beat their chest and to boss you around. And if you don't do that, you don't deserve to be free. All social gatherings and worship and other religious services of more than 10 people are prohibited. They graciously allow you, at least for the time being, they'll allow you, if you want to have a wedding or a worship service or a funeral, you can videotape it and you can teleconference. You may do that. As long as you don't have more than 10 people there at the actual video conferencing thing, and all 10 of them must maintain the distance that these little bureaucrat dictators demand that you keep. So you don't have any informed consent. They are the ones who are going to control your health care. The government has taken over health care. Altogether, every bit of it has been taken over by the government. You can't get supplies unless the government allows somebody to distribute them to you. They've taken control over the distribution. They're taking control over manufacturing. They took control over what they authorized a long time ago. Everything is prohibited unless expressly authorized by them. Turn the Constitution inside out and upside down. And now, you now have government health care. You take the government health care measures or you will not go anywhere. You will be under house arrest. Just like that. Just like that. And we're sitting down and letting them do this to us. As I said yesterday, all the things we warned about with Hillary Clinton's demands to take over health care. You know, it's pretty amazing. Looked at Hillary. We knew she was a crook, as Julian Assange says. But we know that Hillary Clinton is hopelessly corrupt. And she wants wars everywhere. We don't know what President Trump is going to be, but certainly we know what she's going to be. So let's roll the dice of President Trump. But what did we get? You know, Drudge came here a year before the election, said if Hillary Clinton wins, she's going to shut you down. Well, we're not shut down thanks to your support, but they have shut us down on social media, and President Trump hasn't done a blessed thing to protect free speech and the free press. Not a thing. We also said Hillary Clinton's going to enact full-blown health care if she gets in. Well, President Trump is standing there and letting Fauci and all these Democrats at every different level, and Republicans as well, enact government health care and mandates and rationing and shortages and death panels everywhere. Just like that. And mandate a complete greater depression to eviscerate every single small business, as Hillary Clinton in her contempt, called people deplorable. She said in the 1990s, when she was trying to push through her takeover of healthcare, she said, I can't be bothered by every small business that is undercapitalized and can't comply with my regulations. I don't care about that. And they don't care about it now, even at the county level in Bastrop. So you better have some kind of medical person that you hire if you want to do curbside service. I mean, these people have already seen their businesses drop by 80, 90% or more. And now they're going to have to hire some kind of a medical inspector and keep extra records to keep the Bastrop County health inspector because they found 3 people in the entire county that tested positive. We don't even know if they're sick. We don't know what percentage that is. And they're going to graciously allow you to do that for the time being because, you know, we're following the China model and I'm seeing all these articles. Do we have the guts to actually do what China did, what it takes to control this? China hasn't controlled this. If by their own admission, they haven't controlled it. And then we have this. One more thing coming out of this Bastrop measure here. We have a mandatory limit for certain products. You can get 2 toilet tissue rolls, no more than 2 hand sanitizer items. You can have no more than 2 boxes of face tissue, no more than 2 sanitizing wipes. Can't do any of that. Oh, and if you violate all of their commands and edicts, any of them, right? All of these are punishable by fines of up to $1,000 or jail of up to 6 months. This is the Bastrop order. So isn't that great? This is the world that we live in. As a UK is looking at this, RT points out that it's been trending on Twitter in the UK, hashtag police state. Yeah. After clamoring for stricter measures, some in the UK are complaining about a police state. Transport Minister Grant Shapps admitted that some of the officers had been a bit heavy-handed, but instead they've been doing a fine job. Are there any complaints about this or just bad sportsmanship, right? That's the guy in Brazil Terry Gilliams of Brazil said. Country now appears to be concerned about a loss of civil liberties and hugely damaging economic fallout as much as they are about the alleged pandemic. Stories of cops using drones to harass people who are walking in rural areas. Listen to this. Dying a lake black. They dyed a lake black so that people wouldn't swim in it. That's the police in the UK. Even officers instructing shops to stop stocking Easter eggs. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the Easter eggs and Easter bunny, that's nothing Christian anyway. Anyway, one or two instances of police being heavy-handed with enforcement and social distancing. It's just, you know, nothing to worry about. He said, we do have to be careful, however. One of the things that we need to be careful is not to completely crash our economy to the point where it's impossible or very difficult to pick it up again afterwards. Otherwise, we will be in a position where we can't restart the economy and millions of people will be forced into a poverty situation that would do more harm than the virus itself. Bingo. That's exactly what they planned on doing, and that's exactly what they are doing. Already, we've got unemployment of 33%. The highest we ever had during the Great Depression was 25%. This is exactly what they planned, folks. As I pointed out yesterday, the Supreme Court Justice, who was retired there, Assumption, said, we have to recognize that this is how societies become despotisms. We also have to recognize that this is a process that leads naturally to exaggeration. The symptoms of coronavirus are clearly serious for those with other significant medical conditions, especially if they're old, but there are exceptional cases where young people have been struck down, and those have been highly publicized, but the numbers are pretty small. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. And then we're going to go through, because this is April Fool's, I've got a whole list of unbelievable things that government is doing across the country to make fools out of you, just to see how high you will jump when they say jump. That'll be after we come back from the break. Folks, as we go to break, I just want to remind you, one of the important things that Dr. Zelenko said was zinc. He said it's antiviral, so he threw that in there along with the Z-Pak antibiotic and the hydroxychloroquine. We have zinc and Prostagard. You know, I looked at that and I thought, you know, that's pretty important. We have a lot of our supplements still available and heavily discounted, average of 40% off, 20 to 50% off. But you know, as we look at people who are at risk, what they tell you, it's males are more at risk, older people are more at risk. Prostagard is for older males and it contains zinc. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When the globalists and the mainstream media and the big box stores zig, we zag. They've all been raising prices on high-quality nutraceuticals and supplements because people are doing their own research and grabbing them off the shelves. Well, guess what? We've cut the prices on our best-selling products massively. And despite the fact that our iodine's selling out, X2 just did, X3 is going to 60% off. That's right, folks, even though it's about to sell out. Our amazing Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with the nano silver, the tea tree oil, and the iodine, it's still 50% off, about to sell out. And then Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, the big multivitamin mineral with pregnenolone and all that zinc, it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And a bunch of other best-selling items are as well. So get your X3 before it sells out. 60% off. Get your Real Red Pill Plus. 50% off. Get Living Defense. 40% off. DNA Force. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. We told you they'd use a virus to scare everyone into submission and set up martial law and quarantines and lockdowns, and now it's here. And I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. Three things we all need to do. Pray to God for justice and seek his face and repent. Get politically active and wake others up to understand this is the world government, the cashless society, it's all being announced. And get prepared yourselves and boost your immune systems and get high quality food. And we're able to ship storable food again. Our supplier has expanded their factories and now are able to take new orders. And it's not about this virus, folks. That's only the trigger, the detonator. It's about what's coming in the future with elections maybe canceled, with the globalists trying to implode the economy. This is just the beginning of the crisis, not the middle and not the end. So get prepared now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And please be Paul Revere's and spread the word.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Yeah, folks, we need to take to heart the comments of Jonathan Sumption, Lord Sumption, former Supreme Court Justice of the UK. He's going to go down as prophetically as Lord Acton. Power tends to corrupt. And he understands what's going on with this. He had already written an op-ed piece. In it, he said, a hysterical slide into a police state, a shameful police force intruding with scant regard to common sense or tradition, an irrational overreaction driven by fear. And then he was, after he wrote that column, he was interviewed by BBC. And the interviewer said, whoa, he read those comments. He said, those are not the accusations of wild-eyed campaigners. They come from the lips of one of our most eminent jurists, Lord Sumption, former justice of the Supreme Court. I spoke with him just before he came on air. And he said, Sumption said, the real problem is that when human societies lose their freedom, it's usually not because tyrants have taken it away. It's usually because people willingly surrender their freedom in return for protection against some external threat. And this is why, since I've been here at InfoWars, I've constantly hammered the point that you should never give up your liberty for the promise of security. I'm just repeating what the founders of this country understood, what Benjamin Franklin said. He said, the people who do that don't deserve either. It's always been a tension. Look, the people who founded this country, they realized what they were doing, how they were putting their lives in jeopardy. They would have been, they'd been caught, they would have been hung, and they would have been cut into pieces and sent to the various corners of the colonies by the king. They understood exactly what they were doing. That's why it was such a big deal when John Hancock signed his signature so broadly there on the Declaration of Independence. They knew they were putting their lives at risk, but their freedom was worth it. Today, we don't even know what the risks are with this disease. We know that these people are lying to us about it. We know that they're comparing estimated flu deaths, that they've inflated the number of estimated cases they think it is to bring down the fatality rate. We know they're comparing those estimated rates to actual rates of people who are already in distressed situations with just a few number of cases so they can get a very high fatality rate, use that to panic people, then create a lockdown situation to create an economic depression and say you're not going to get out until I say so, and you're not going to get out until Bill Gates has got a vaccine. I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it, what's going on here? How people are being scared and gaslighted by the corporate media. That's one of the reasons why they first moved against InfoWars on social media, to limit our reach. We're still here, but they have seriously limited our reach on social media. And now you just hear a single narrative from these people. It's whatever they want you to hear. And so they've been able to panic the public. The public is panicked. They think that if that there's some kind of a trade-off here. I can give you my liberty, you'll give me safety. And as I've said over and over again to try to underscore the point, not only do you not deserve to be free, but history has shown that you don't become free. Common sense tells you that to the extent that you give up your liberty, this is what I say over and over again, please quote me on this, I don't care if you give me credit or not, but to the extent that you give up your liberty, to that extent you become a slave, a prisoner in your own home now. Prisoners are never prosperous. You don't give up your liberty to become wealthier, more prosperous. You know, people who are prisoners and slaves are never safe either. You're only safe when you take the risk to make yourself free. And so we had people who founded this country who put their life on the line to overthrow tyrants who were taking away their liberty. We had pastors who had put their life on the line and risk imprisonment and death because they wanted religious freedom. And now we have a panicked, cowardly population sheltering in place, even being given demands by little county dictators as to how many people you can have film your wedding or your funeral or your worship service from a distance.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee.
And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
All right, in this segment, we're going to run through some of the April Fool's things that are being put against us in this coronavirus, the insanity of this. I mean, this truly is insane. This is AOC-level idiocy. And I tell you what, we don't even partially have our cortex operating. Alexandria, occasional cortex, maybe she should run the country because nobody else has even got a part of their cortex engaged. No, I take that back. She should not. We're not that desperate. Before we get into this, and I also have a public service announcement from my brother-in-law, a plea, if you will. For ESPN. before we get to that, I just want to finish up on what this former Supreme Court Justice of the UK had to say, because we have to understand the mindset of the public. We have to understand the dangerous path that we are on. People in the UK, hashtag that's trending there is police state. You know, they're threatening people over buying Easter eggs. Why, how that somehow puts you at risk? I don't know. Dyeing lakes black so that people don't get in them. Going into rural areas where people are walking around and threatening and harassing them with drones and so forth. This is what's happening in the UK. Why would that be unusual after all the things that they have done to intimidate people just for their free speech? We've seen the reports of the guy who had Asperger's and the police show up and there's some police officer who is cross-dressing like, Colonel Klinger. He says, is that a boy or a girl? Yes, he's not too tactful. He's got Asperger's. And they, how dare you? This is an officer who has taken pride in his or her transgender identity and so forth. They're just nailing that guy. So why would you expect in an environment in a government like that that they wouldn't immediately jump into a police state? But Lord Sumption said the real problem is that when human societies lose their freedom, it's not because somebody has taken it away, but because they have given it away. And they give it away because they are fearful. And why are they fearful, folks? Well, it's because the media has engaged in a monolithic narrative of propaganda. It's a propaganda war in the United States against the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. They got you scared to death. He said the pressure on politicians has come from the public. They want action. Actually, it's come from the media, really. Media saying that they represent the public and then using social media to push this narrative. They understand, as I do, and as I hope as a member of this audience you do, the Ash experiment, which was the basis, both the Ash experiment and the Milgram experiment. You know, you're going to kill other people in the Milgram experiment with electric shock, continually turning it up because an authority figure told you to do so, right? The Nuremberg defense. But he ordered me to do it. I had to kill him. You know, he's got a uniform. He's got a title. He's head of the NIH. Whatever, right? He's with the CDC and he has a uniform. So I'll kill these people if an authority figure tells me to do that. And then the other thing is the peer pressure aspect. The Ash experiment. Both those came out in the 1960s as you had a DARPA psychologist, J.C.R. Licklider, propose the internet. Why? It's a tool of psychological control. Between the pronouncements of these authority figures and the ASH experiment that you just saw. They put that up there quickly. Very simple example of this, and it's one that they actually used in the ASH experiment. Pull that cartoon back up there. You show, you get one person in an audience, a group of people, and this is one of the things that they would do. They would show them a picture of a card, and they have three lines on one card, label them ABC, and then they have one line on another card, and they say, well, you know, which of these lines, A, B, or C, is equal to the one on the other side? It's a no-brainer. Even somebody at the CDC could figure this out. Even somebody who watches CNN could figure this out. But if you've got a crowd of people giving the wrong answer because they're in on the trick, you know, kind of like CNN and Fox and the corporate media, if they're giving you the wrong answer because they're in on the trick, and if there are people and bots on social media giving you the wrong answer because they're in on the gaslighting, then they found out that, you know, two-thirds or better of all the people would, you know, give the wrong answer all the time. All the time. Yeah, they go along with the crowd, even when they knew it was the wrong answer. And so Lord Sumption says, the real question is this serious enough to warrant putting most of our population into house imprisonment, says the former Supreme Court. You don't have anybody probably on the Supreme Court in the UK that believes in individual liberty, has any common sense like this guy left. We don't have anybody like that in the U.S., I don't think. He says, is this serious enough to warrant putting our entire population into house imprisonment, wrecking our economy for an indefinite period, destroying businesses that honest and hard-working people have taken years to build up, saddling future generations with debt, depression, stress, heart attacks, suicides, unbelievable distress inflicted on millions of people who are not especially vulnerable, who will only suffer mild symptoms or no symptoms at all. Is this worth it, he says? Are we going to destroy our lives, impoverish ourselves, go into slavery to these people, into starvation, because they say so? Evidently, yes. Because, you know, we look at the Drudge Report and we see Bill Gates has outlined three steps for the U.S. government in order to save lives and get the country back to work. Well, the first thing you have to do to get the country back to work is shut everything down. These are his three steps. What a surprise. Number one, shut down. No one can continue business as usual, and you cannot relax the shutdown. You shut down everybody. I've got my billions. I've got my foundations. I contribute money to these vaccine companies. I want less population, and I don't want any of these people around here to have any money or any upward mobility that will threaten me. So you shut them down, and you keep them shut down until I tell you to. Did you vote for Bill Gates? I didn't vote for Bill Gates. I didn't see him on any ballots. He didn't run for any political offices. But he's been put in charge, hasn't he? Is he a doctor? No, he's not a doctor either. But he's been put in charge of our health care, and he's been put in charge of our government policy. And he's done it by funding these simulations and doing it through the bureaucracy, the unelected bureaucracy that writes laws for you without representation, the unelected bureaucracies that take away your due process. You've not only got taxation without representation, you have regulation without representation. You don't get any due process or presumption of innocence if you violate these rules that they put out there. So first thing you got to do is shut down everything, take away the money from all these deplorables out there, the middle class people, right? And then you got to do testing of everybody. And you're not going to get out unless you're tested. And have, number three, a vaccine. Gates said a vaccine can be created in less than 18 months, and the federal government needs to help to build these facilities and to authorize and green light this as soon as possible. What a surprise. That's what he's been saying. And then we see another article on the Drudge Report from Yahoo News. The race for the vaccine tests the limits of drug innovation. And they talk about how rapidly, for our own good, of course, for our own good, that they're coming out with the vaccines. We don't know what's going to be in them. They're not going to be sufficient testing. Not even 18 months is sufficient. And you've seen the people at the World Health Organization talking about that, saying, you know, we don't know what the long-term effects of this. I don't say anything about it causing autism or autoimmune disease or anything in the long term. Don't say anything about that. But we haven't done any of that testing. Maybe we really ought to do that. Person after person after person. We've played this many times on all the different shows here at InfoWars. Del Bigtree put that out. They're just candidly doing it because they know that even if we show you that, nobody's going to listen. And we know that Fauci, with his swine flu panic, got a vaccine approved in only 4 months. But he's saying, oh, we can't do that in that amount of time, except now we must do it because Dr. Bill Gates, President Bill Gates says so, and President Fauci says so as well. So we've already lost our government here, folks. You know, we look at this. How do we determine the number of infected people? In every area, we have different counting systems. Some of them look at people who have acute respiratory viral infections. Some of them only look at dead people. Some of them look at risk groups. Some of them look at a small group, a small sample group. But all we know is that in this county outside of Austin, Bastrop County, well, we had 3 people who tested. Well, were they dead? how many thousands or 10,000 people? We don't know. Just got to shut everything down.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The AlexiPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the AlexiPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the AlexiPure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with 5 other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
Listen, there's a show from PBS called It's Okay to Be Smart. So everyone who's been smart and has been put down for it and persecuted, it's okay to finally be smart.
That's right. There's not 2 sexes, and families are bad, and the right thing to do is to sterilize your son so he doesn't become an evil warmonger. I mean, a lot of feminists are saying we should have the government pass laws that male embryos are killed. But what's better and more reformed and more humanitarian is just to convince them when they're 5 years old to have their testicles chopped off. And again, global warming's real. We got to pay Lord Rothschild all of our money, and the pandemic's all real. We've got to be locked up in our houses. We've got to use the language the universities say. We're not a cult or anything. Oh, no. No, we're not. We're good people. We're good people that went to these corporate systems that didn't brainwash us. No, no. They enlightened us how to censor and how to rule and how to control.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
going to take a look at some April Fool's news. And I'm sorry, this is not a joke. This is not false news. It's not fake news. It's actually true, I'm afraid. It's a plandemic, and it is the foolish things that government is doing as they're making fools of us throughout all of April. Yeah, this stuff isn't going to end anytime soon. But before we begin, I have a very quick public announcement from my brother-in-law, Keith. He likes sports. I haven't really missed any of the sporting events that have been canceled, but he has. And now, as they're talking about Major League Baseball starting the 2020 season without any fans in attendance, he had suggested and asked me to float this out so you could all start a campaign with ESPN begging them to go back, or any of these sporting networks, go back and get some of the classic games, Mickey Mantle and so forth. You could build them up. You could give a context to them, right? Historical and seasonal context to the game. He said, I think a lot of people would really enjoy going back and seeing these old classic games. I imagine they probably would. They even had fans back then. You could buy hot dogs. People just hand you the hot dog. Those days, I guess, are over. When we look at this, and we also have to have, should say, you know, we just had St. Patrick's Day canceled, but don't worry, we've got a new patron saint for this epidemic coming out of Germany. They have a cathedral there, and they have a statue of a little-known saint, Saint Corona, not the patron saint of Mexican beer. No, this is the patron saint of epidemics. What a coincidence. Get rid of the Pacamama statues. Throw out the statue of Moloch that they put in the Roman Colosseum. Both of those, you know, they were, same time they were doing that Roman, the Amazon pagan goddess that they were parading around Rome, and you had some Orthodox Catholics throw it into the river when the Pope wasn't looking. But they also put in the Roman Colosseum, they put a statue of Moloch. And they've now presumably removed that. They thought, well, maybe it's not a good idea to be worshiping these idols during this time. But anyway, they've got now St. Corona, the patron saint of epidemics. They are going to do something to capitalize on that. But I don't know what they can do, because you can't make a pilgrimage to it, right? You can't touch it because, you know, you've got to wax it off and clean it. I don't know. Anyway, the patron saint of epidemics, Saint Corona. Forget Saint Patrick. We've got to drive the snakes of the coronavirus out of society here. And then here in Texas, you know, we got a lot of these stories are kind of interesting because they show the innovation and the adaptivity of entrepreneurs who remain constant optimists. And trying to make lemonade out of lemons that the are the only thing that the government will let them have. And so you've got a Texas cinema here, and I'm not sure what. This is in Schertz, Texas. I don't know where that is, but it's in Texas, and it's not a drive-in movie theater. Those are pretty much all gone. And I remember when I was back in Florida, they had a drive-in movie theater, and it got hit with a tornado. And about all that was left was a marquee outside, and somebody, as a joke, put up Gone with the Wind. Now play. I don't think it ever came back, frankly. But now, as Forbes magazine talks about, this cinema complex has turned itself into a drive-in theater, because, you know, nobody can go to the mall, right? Can't go to the mall. So they got a big empty parking lot. They got the side of the building there, and what they've done is they put reflective paint on the exterior wall of the building there. High grain white paint for increased visibility and sound. Sound is transmitted directly to each vehicle through an AM/FM radio. So they got a little broadcast thing, tell you what frequency to turn your radio to, and then they just shine it on the wall of the empty theater because you can't go inside. They do let you go inside to go to the bathroom. They have social distancing measures in place if you want to go inside to the bathroom. And they will actually also bring you out food delivered with nitrile gloves. So there you go. You got to feel really good about that. The only problem that I see with this is they begin at dusk. They got to wait for it to get dark. And now since the government has imposed daylight savings time on us, and a curfew of 10 o'clock, I don't know if you got time for a movie. You have time for a movie? Got to hurry. This got to start it before it gets dark now. But isn't that interesting? You know, we now have drive-in movies are making a comeback. We have people can only go to church if it's a drive-in church. We have the only way that you can go to a restaurant is to drive there and take out, you know, or drive-through restaurants are okay as well. So we now have drive-through fast food, drive-through restaurants, drive-through churches, and drive-through drive-in theaters. It's almost like we're back in the 50s. It's almost like we're back in a really bad 1950s horror film, like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where everybody's freaked out and paranoid and afraid that they're going to somehow come up with this invisible disease, right? It's what we're living through here. I mean, this is, it's not really funny, but it gets so absurd. Like New Jersey. Good example here, New Jersey. Now, two states require, there you go, yeah. Oh, that's the next, that's the guy that's going to take Fauci's place. Oh, he just points at you and screams. Yeah, New Jersey and Oregon will not let you pump your own gas. Did you know that? I didn't know that about New Jersey. I knew that about Oregon. I've spent a lot of time in Oregon with all the reporting we did up there. I thought that was really strange. But Oregon has kind of backed off because of COVID-19, but not New Jersey, not New Jersey. Not even COVID-19, says Reason Magazine, can shake New Jersey's fear of letting drivers pump their own gas. Not only that, they're doubling down on the ban. It was just this last Saturday that in Oregon, they said, we'll give you 2 weeks off where you can actually pump your own gas. And the question is, will the people in Oregon be able to pump their own gas? Have they forgotten how to pump their own gas? Should I do a video to show them how to pump your own gas? You know, we lose our ability to do things for ourselves very quickly, don't we? We become very passive on other people. Look, I fondly remember the good old days when the gas station attendants wore uniforms and they came up and they checked your oil and they cleaned your windshield and they pumped your gas and said howdy and all this. You know, those are nice days. But if I want to save a little bit of money, you know, I prefer having that. But you don't need to mandate that. I mean, if somebody wanted to do that, I'd probably go there. you get those uniforms and those caps and so forth. But we could really go back to the 1950s. For the next 2 weeks, Oregon will suspend some of its self-service gas regulations to cope with staff shortages and with social distancing, but not in New Jersey. They have refused to reform a decades-old state law that allows only state-certified gas station employees. So only Goober and Gomer are allowed to pump gas. It's too dangerous for anybody else to do this. Not just anybody can put gas in a tank. No. You gotta have we have no plans to turn our gas stations into self-service at this time. Please do not pump your own gas. That's right. Don't think for yourself either. That's even more dangerous. That could cause this whole thing to explode if you'd start thinking for yourself.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people.
Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us. Support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
When the globalists and the mainstream media and the big box stores zig, we zag. They've all been raising prices on high-quality nutraceuticals and supplements because people are doing their own research and grabbing them off the shelves. Well, guess what? We've cut the prices on our best-selling products massively. And despite the fact that our iodine's selling out, X2 just did, X3 is going to 60% off. That's right, folks, even though it's about to sell out. Our amazing Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with the nano silver, the tea tree oil, and the iodine, it's still 50% off, about to sell out. And then Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, the big multivitamin mineral with pregnenolone and all that zinc, it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And a bunch of other best-selling items are as well. So get your X3 before it sells out. 60% off. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Get Living Defense, 40% off. DNA Force, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second right now is critical. History is happening right in front of us, and we can't be spectators. We've got to be men and women in the arena, regardless of race, color, creed, age, sexual preference. It doesn't matter. The globalists with the Chi-Coms and others are openly trying to plunge our economy and start a new depression. China, who hyped up this virus, is now back to work and ramping up their economy, while ours is going into a free fall spiral. And Trump's desperately trying to restart it and create confidence, and the globalist corporate media that was worshiping China just a month or so ago, and their response is saying Trump is terrible because they want America to fail. They want you to fail. But you can expose them. You can speak out. You can share the articles and videos and reports at InfoWars and Band.video that expose them, and the globalists will go down. It's already blowing up in their face right now. So press the attack on the InfoWar and defeat the NWO. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talk about Cuomo and his belly aching about ventilators. I don't have enough ventilators. He only sent me 400. I need 30,000. That turns out he's got a big stash of them. It's like, well, we're holding those for the 30,000 and so forth. And, you know, they have been in the way of expansion of hospitals and capacity. And you've had stories, as I've pointed out, went back 3 years. I said, look at all the stories from the various newspapers in New York City, talking about how the hospitals are a war zone. This is not anything that had to do with the coronavirus. They're a war zone. We got beds in the hallways, and we don't have sufficient protective clothing, and on and on and on. This is for the last three years, this has been going on in New York. And yet now, it's all the fault of the coronavirus, and they're using the coronavirus to get more funding. They're using the coronavirus to build their bureaucracies. They're using the coronavirus scare to extend their control over your life and to get de facto government health care from the top down. From the top down. And we're going to get it good and hard. But while all of this is going on in New York, the New York Times is complaining about the fact that ridership is down on the subways 87%. Only the poor, hardest hit, they're riding the subways. Even as officials crack down on gatherings in New York, removing the hoops from basketball courts, sending the police to break up parties, subway stations are still bustling, as if nothing has changed. So overall, it's down by 87%, but they say that it's a lot of riders in the in the poor areas? I don't know. I mean, the thing is, they won't shut down even around here. They don't shut down the buses. We're on lockdown. The only thing that's essential is the buses that nobody rides in Austin. Ever. I don't think even now. Especially now, you shouldn't be running them. And Jeremy Clarkson got into so much trouble because he said, hey, look, cars are great. And I just talked about how we've got a drive-in theater, an ad hoc drive-in theater set up at a Cinemaplex movie theater. They got AM-FM sound being broadcast to you, radio, the AM and FM broadcaster. They painted the wall white, and they're projecting the movie. And so we got drive-in theaters. We got drive-in worship is the only way that we're allowed to get together, quote-unquote get together. Have drive-in restaurants and drive-in fast food and so forth. And Clarkson was saying, why don't we, you know, recognize how useful cars are? It's a kind of social distancing. You know, all these Marxist urban planners who want to ban cars and punish people who drive cars, it turns out, it's a lot cleaner than all the public transportation. He got hammered because he said in kind of a funny way in his op-ed piece, you can't get coronavirus in a car. Oh, yes, you can get it in a car. You can get it everywhere. It's all where, it's everywhere. It's in the air. That's what they're saying. Now they're telling people, don't go out in the open air. You'll get it in the open air. You don't even have to be close to somebody. You just get, it's in the air. It's everywhere. It's invisible. You're going to die if you get it too. But no, you can ride the subway. It's okay. We're going to ban people, you know, in Central Park. We're going to ban people from even getting out in the open air anywhere in New York. We got, don't even walk anymore. We don't even want you walking anymore, but you can ride the subway because that's essential. It's kind of like what we've seen with school buses, isn't it? Talked for years about the laws that they put on for parents with the car seats and so forth. And look, yeah, I don't have a problem with car seats. We use car seats with our kids. But, you know, if you I have a problem with the government charging parents with manslaughter. In a situation like that where they did, you know, they didn't buckle in or they didn't do it the right way and they charged them with manslaughter. And if you agree with that, if you think the parents ought to be punished, if you think they ought to have their kids taken away if they don't have them in seatbelts or be massively fined or be charged with manslaughter if there's an accident, then what about school buses? You going to defend that? You think that because they put people on these rickety pieces of garbage with no padding whatsoever on the seats, nothing at all, and no seat belts that you can even possibly put on, they're going to demand that you got your kid in a car seat, not just buckled in, but in a car seat, but then they put you, have you put your kid in a government school bus, and it's all just fine, isn't it? Because why? Oh, because they've covered it in yellow paint and government laws, so nothing can happen, right? Right? And they got the best drivers in the world, too. You know that, right? You know the guy or the woman who is driving your kids around a school bus? Have you met them? You know who they are? Do you know who's teaching your kids in school? Well, that's where it gets really dangerous. You know, when I look at seatbelts, I wore seatbelts for years before they mandated them. And then when they mandated them, I stopped wearing them for 3 years because my liberty is more important to me than my life. I'm serious about that. That's why I'm here on a daily basis. Whatever the risks are, and I haven't seen any honest statistics where I can really make that determination on my own. I'm told that it's very risky, that I'm at a high risk group. I check all these different factors. But you know what? Even if all that is true, and I don't really believe them because they lie to everybody about everything all the time, but even if that were true, I would still be here because liberty is more important to me than life. And if you're going to tell me that I've got to wear a seatbelt, if you're going to tell me that I've got to stay in my home, I've got to get out. I've got to get in your face. I'm sorry. And you ought to be that way too. That is the spirit of America. If you don't have liberty, you don't have anything at all. And if you look at how ridiculous this is, as they're leaving the subways and the buses and the trains and all this other kind of stuff open, but you can't travel in your private car, and they're going to take those private cars away from you. Las Vegas is moving their homeless people to a parking lot after the shelter closes. So they're going to put them... it's just all over the place. That's what I'm saying. This is April Fools, except we're the fools because we're being led by fools. California emergency manager goes to an abandoned beach. Yeah, there they are. They're sleeping and they've got it cordoned off. So you're just fine as long as you maintain that distance there. That's fine. Except it's not fine if you're in New York to be in the open air, but it's okay for the homeless to do this. And then in California, we have the emergency manager in one of the counties there. Sonoma manager, he goes to the beach, an abandoned beach, and he and his family were sunbathing. They were getting natural vitamin D, which helps you to fight. This is why, you know, you don't have big flu outbreaks during the summer. This is something that's really concerned Fauci. He's worried about that. How are we going to keep him locked up? But anyway, he goes to the beach. Family goes there to get some sun, and they posted the pictures on Facebook. And now he is in a lot of – he's not going to get any trouble. Let's understand that. You know, mistakes were made, right? Mistakes were made. It's not hypocrisy. It's not corruption. It's not favoritism. It's not asymmetry. Just mistakes were made. He said, I am grateful for the fresh air and the ocean. Beautiful drive, nice views, family beach time together. We're road tripping up the coast. Because, you know, he's a government official and he can do that. You, on the other hand, will get arrested. You'll get fined. Because why? Like we were told with the pastor who was shut down, we have directions. We have the guidelines from the president and from the governor and from the CDC. Where are your papers? Are you government official? You're not government official. You don't have a uniform. You're not allowed out here. We're going to give you fines and imprisonment if you're going to do that. But hey, these guys can do it. They can post it on Facebook. And when anybody complains, not a problem. And then there's food. Michael Snyder, end of the American dream. Supplies are starting to get really tight nationwide as the food distribution systems are breaking down. And he talks about people who've sent him a thing, you know, from Utah and from Idaho. This guy runs a store in Idaho, grocery store. And he says, yeah, the people in Utah, they understand. And they immediately started stocking up. They're usually stocked up. But then he said, a couple of days later, we got the memo. He said, grocery sales in Utah had more than doubled, 218%. And then 4 days later, we started getting runs in Idaho. And so the problem was that they'd already refilled the shelves a couple of times in Utah. So we started seeing, instead of getting 98% of our orders and no canceled trucks, at first we saw 50% of the order. And he said now it's dropped down to 20%. 20%. So what are the bureaucracies doing? Well, we'll tell you about that. In L.A., they are telling restaurants they can't sell groceries. And in Seattle, they're shutting farmers markets. They're always there to help it.
Psst. Hey, listen. Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and Infowars.com. All you gotta do is go to Infowars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones' broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcast, films, emergency reports, it's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at Infowars.com/show and band.video, and it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now if all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at Infowars.com.
One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it. It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, storable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was just talking about the Michael Snyder article, into the AmericanDream.com. Supplies are starting to get really tight nationwide as we have developed a Venezuelan centralized control and distribution system. We have panicked the public. We have shut down distribution systems, and across the country, there are stories about how they're making things even worse. As you've got truckers who are trying to get things open, typically this guy in Idaho wrote, Michael said, look, store where I work, we typically get 98% of what we ordered. Shortly after this began, about a week or so after this happened, because neighboring Utah had the panic about a week before we did, and people there were already grabbing a lot of supplies. So by the time our people emptied the shelves, when we tried to refill them, we only got 50% of our order. Now that's dropped to only 20% instead of the usual 98%. And as Michael Snyder points out, our farmers are also facing severe problems. Think about what's happened over the last year or so. We had the U.S.-China trade war. They decided that they would put pressure on President Trump, you know, when he said, and it's not Trump's trade war. Sorry, Wall Street Journal. Trump is right about this. Absolutely right about this. This is a war that's been going on for decades, and they have essentially bombed our manufacturing capacities, especially medical manufacturing. They have bombed it into oblivion, and President Trump has said, look, if you're going to put 25% tariffs on our goods, equivalent goods coming into your place, we're going to raise our tariffs to the same price. Now, he said, we can go down, you know, right now, for the same product. You're putting a 25% tariff on American products coming into China. We're only putting a 2.5% tariff on Chinese products coming into America. That's a 10-to-1 ratio. Now, you can either come down to 2.5, or we can come up to 25%. And Trump said, we can even go to 0 if you want to do that. How about that? Which do you want? But we're going to have it equal. We're not going to let you put a 10-to-1 price difference there. And now what we're seeing is that is creating a medical shortage, because we have relied on them to create medical supplies. We relied on them for medicines themselves, and even the raw materials to make the medicines here in our country. I know I was taking some common blood pressure medication, and when I looked at the possible side effects, one of the biggest side effects was manufacturing problems out of China. I said, yeah, most of the stuff comes from China, and they don't do that good of quality control. That's one of your biggest risks taking this medication. So that could be a good thing that comes out of this. Nevertheless, as President Trump tried to equalize the tariffs, the Chinese decided that they would try to hurt President Trump by coming after his base in rural America by putting tariffs on agricultural products. So that put a lot of farmers out of business. And then we had record flooding, and that destroyed harvests. And then we had a blistering heat wave that stunted crop growth in the Midwest and so forth. And now they're under a lot of pressure to produce. We also have in various countries, they've enacted controls to say, well, you know, we may be a major wheat exporter, but we're not going to do that anymore. We're keeping the wheat for ourselves. So now entire countries are hoarding stuff like toilet paper. And why did that happen? Toilet paper and everything that happened with toilet paper, folks, that happened, that is, as insane as that is, that was all created by the mainstream media. As they always come out and they start an echo chamber of something. At the very beginning of this, when they were trying to panic everybody, and they're telling them, we're going to lock everything down, get ready, and the first thing you need is toilet paper. They always put that on the top of the list, and that's why everybody was out there stocking it up. That insanity is just a demonstration of the mainstream media's monolithic control for the most part and how they can gaslight and panic the public with fear. And so when we're looking at shortages of food now, we got truckers that are rushing supplies to empty stores and shelves, and Reason Magazine asks, will the regulators get out of the way? I don't know. You know, we have the FDA saying, well, I don't know. We're not going to be flexible on this thing for ventilators. We're going to let these people die. I don't know how long it's going to take me to recognize, as other countries have recognized, that hydroxychloroquine has been very effective. They finally did it over the weekend. Will they have the flexibility to let different people manufacture it? That remains to be seen. They still haven't done an emergency use authorization of other people to manufacture that drug. It's not rocket science. It's been manufactured for almost 75 years. But anyway, you've got trucking regulations going on here. You've got the New York state government is actually harassing truckers. We're trying to deliver stock. Yeah, they're actually making it worse. And then you take a look at what's happening in L.A. They have shut down restaurants because restaurants said, you know, we got food and we got no customers. Maybe we can sell groceries here. And the director of L.A. County Public Health says, you can't just decide you want to sell groceries. You have to have a permit. You got to have a license. And so they shut them down. And as Reason points out, you know, why can't you just decide that you want to sell groceries? What's wrong with that? Especially if you're a restaurant and you've had all the health inspections. I mean, when you look at a restaurant, right, there's two different issues here. First, you have the issue as to whether or not the food is clean, just like you would at a grocery store. But then there's also the issue, is the preparation clean? Restaurants have to check off both of those boxes. Both of those boxes. They're not even preparing the food now. They're just selling the food, which is supposed to be clean anyway. So why can't they do that? Why can't they just exchange goods with somebody who wants to purchase them? Oh, because this is about government power. This isn't about helping you. This is about enslaving you. It's about creating their own little fiefdom, their own little Byzantine bureaucracy and their rules and regulations. Restaurants turned grocery stores. Actually, they point out, is a public health benefit in this scenario. Would you rather go to a crowded grocery store, or would you rather go to a less crowded, non-traditional place to get your groceries at the restaurant? But nevertheless, you had a local health inspector shuttered a very popular neighborhood restaurant that said, look, you know, we're putting this out for elderly people. One person said it was a super chill shopping environment, only one or two people in there at once. They're afraid to go to large supermarkets right now because of lines, because of social distancing. And so you have the government jumping in and helping people by shutting that down. Just like in Seattle, they're now shutting down farmers markets. And again, this is healthy food. It's coming directly from farmers. The farmers are under a lot of pressure. They're small businesses, small farmers. See, that's why they've got to shut this down. They got to shut it down at the restaurant, number one, for their power. But number two, we can't have any mom and pop brick and mortar stores out there. They've all got to be shut down. Everybody's going to get everything from Amazon and a couple of places, right? That's the plan. That's been the plan. They're going to lock you in the cities. They're going to lock you in your homes. It's Smart City UN 2030 agenda. It's a UN agenda. And all these people like Bill Gates, they can't wait to shut everybody down besides themselves. So, you know, farmers market in Seattle, they've ordered it closed until April of 15th. Virginia has temporarily closed markets throughout the state. In Seattle, they'll be closed for over a month. Said, honestly, if you're going to buy produce, would you rather go into a really crowded grocery store right now? Would you rather come to an open air market where everyone is actually observing social distancing and keeping everybody apart and selling natural foods that were created at home farms and so forth? No, you can't have that. They're going to kick that out of your hand. Kick it out of your hand. Yeah. And then this. A choir, this is LA Times, a choir decided to go ahead with rehearsal and now dozens of members have COVID-19 and two are dead. And you look at this picture. This is an elderly choir. Nevertheless, would the LA Times do this if the choir took a field trip and they, in their bus, they were hit by a drunk driver? They would probably cover it if you had dozens of people that were in the hospital and two people killed by a drunk driver because they took the risk to travel in a bus. Probably didn't have any seatbelts and probably didn't even paint it yellow. But would they shame the people over that? Would they shake their finger at them? Would they do the invasion of the body snatchers? Pointing and screaming at you. I mean, this is where we've come now. Exactly it. COVID-19, you had it. You had it. So this is where we are, folks. Look, you can still, if they don't let you go to the farmer's markets and stuff, you can still get products that are going to help your health. We got a lot of them at InfoWarsStore.com. 20 to 50% off, an average of 40% off. We have Bod Ease, are all natural, turmeric and other natural ingredients. That's now 40% off. It helps to support your immune system, to fight inflammation. Even Prostaguard, elderly male. Well, it's got zinc in it as well. Prostaguard, also on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, see that line here by Percy Carlton. He said, COVID-19 derangement syndrome, a world gone mad. Yeah, it reminds me of the movie. It's a mad, mad, mad world, if you remember that. We're going to find that Bill Gates and Fauci have hidden a special cure vaccine under the big W. So we just got all scrambled for that. We're going to find that pretty soon if they let us out of our homes. And you know what the big W stands for, right? It's not a couple of trees. It's the big W is big world government. Yeah. They have people who founded, what was that fast food chain that was out in California? They've come to the U.S. now, or to the U.S. What's that? In-N-Out, thank you. Yeah, In-N-Out. In-N-Out, they put a big W with the trees at each one of their restaurants in reference to that movie. But maybe there's a vaccine under that for everybody. We can all get out. Germany is going to introduce coronavirus immunity certificates for the public. That's right. You know, from the people who gave us the your identity papers, please. Well, now you're going to get, and your virus papers, please. Do you have permission to travel? From the apparatchik? No. You don't? Well, 6 months in jail, $11,000 fine in New South Wales, Australia. Yeah, but you know, hey, just in this little county outside of Austin, Bastrop, they'll give you 6 months in jail. Maybe, you know, of course you can only get a $1,000 fine right now in Bastrop, but that's this week. Next week, I'm sure they're going to go up on it because, you know, as I said, this is a competition. You know, who wants to be dictator? And everybody's trying to outdo everybody else. Look at me. I did even more than this guy over here. Vote for me again. See, I'm the one who saved you from that viral flu. It was my draconian measures that saved you. So you need to reelect me again. And, we look at this. I think this is an article that was off the Drudge Report. Drugs, suicide, and crime. Forecasted estimates of virus-related death tolls have gone as high as 10 million. They've gone down to 2.2 million. And now we've got conservative estimates that are down even to 5,000. President Trump, I think, it's hard to say. You know, every press conference is a different number, right? It was 2.2 million. It was 1.7 million. Then it was 200,000. Then it's 100,000. Do I hear 5,000? I don't know. But, you know, even as they announced their BS total excrement projections, President Trump is saying, see, I said it was just 2 million a couple of weeks ago, and now it's down to 100,000 or 200,000 people dying or whatever getting it. See, it worked. I saved you. I saved you. Vote for me. Sorry, that ship has sailed. Not for me. I got about as much interest in supporting President Trump as I do in going on a cruise. Zero. And it's not because I'm afraid of the virus on the cruise either. I didn't want to go back on one even before that happened. Let's take a look at CPAC. Do you remember when everybody was sick at CPAC? Remember when it dominated the news cycle? Remember when they were scaring every conservative leader and activist so they were begging for government to shut everything down? Well, we're going to go back and revisit CPAC. This year it stood not for conservatism, but for corona fear. And so we're going to take a look at what has happened to all these people who got the invasion of the body snatchers treatment. Oh, you got it, right? What happened to all these people? Are they alive or dead? You'll be surprised at the answer. Is it a surprise that the media hasn't talked about any of this? I think that was a good bit of a psyop, too. Look at this. All these conservatives who are saying we're overreacting. And now I just told them. They've got coronavirus. and they're under a death sentence. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In a constant search to upgrade your favorite formulas, we brought you a new way to get your B12 with the most effective and expensive form available. Ultra 12 uses methylcobalamin, a powerful way to get pure energy support for those serious about getting the B12 they need to fight deficiency and reach their peak. The results are simple. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, help the body produce energy and blood cells, and support healthy nerve and brain cells. We're bringing Ultra 12 down 40% to make sure you get this product before we run out. Now you can finally upgrade your daily routine. Get Ultra 12 today at 40% off to support the InfoWars store and experience true B12 power.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Dr. Ron Paul, yes, he is a physician. He has talked about what is going on with this, and he understands that his take on this is also the same. We're overreacting. What we are doing is not the way to handle a disease or an epidemic. This has never been done before. This is being done by people who have alternative motives here, saying same things that we're saying. And as I point out, you know, he is a real doctor. He's not, a make-believe doctor like Bill Gates. He's actually practiced medicine, unlike Dr. Fauci, who has been nothing but a bureaucrat his entire life. After, as soon as he got his medical degree, he just went into the bureaucracy, and he's been there for decades. Since 1968, he's been a bureaucrat, not a doctor. He's been head of the NIH and its infectious diseases since 85, Fauci has. But, you know, Dr. Paul was an obstetrician. He went to Congress for a while and said, you know, this place is useless. Went back to private practice for a while. Then went back again into it for a while. Now is retired. But anyway, he understands the issue because he's a doctor. And he's also understands that, you know, his son, Rand Paul, has tested positive. His son, Rand, was tested because he has had to have part of his lung removed after that person attacked him because they didn't like him politically. And so Ron Paul tweeted out yesterday, I retweeted what he had to put. He said to end the shutdown. He showed a subway system, I think it was somewhere, but a large empty building, one person there. He said, end the shutdown. I retweeted. I said, yeah, end the shutdown, but also end the Fed, end the FDA, end the NIH, put an end to the CDC. All of these bureaucracies, you know, the Fed, the NIH, CDC, all these people, they are trying to end our Bill of Rights. They're trying to end our Constitution, what's left of them. They're stealing our liberty. They're taking our free speech. They're taking our freedom to travel. They're taking our free exercise of religion. You go down the list, due process, everything else. Everything on the Bill of Rights is being taken in this medical tyranny. Ron Paul said, yeah, he's worried that government has inflated the risk. And they've done this for their own political gain. I think it's blown way out of proportion to the danger, said Dr. Paul. It seems that some people benefit from the crises like this, people who want more government power and more control over other people and who want to get big appropriations and get their special deals passed. It's a grab bag. And let me tell you, I mentioned this, you know, Fauci with a swine flu, you know, pushing that through. 4 months to get a vaccine, a lot of people injured by Pandemrix, that vaccine that he vouched for. It's very, very, very safe, he said. Well, it wasn't. He was lying to you. He was lying to you about the severity of swine flu. He was lying to you about the safety of the vaccine, let alone the efficacy of it. And then just in 2017, Fauci was demanding, he was very angry at the Republicans because they didn't give him $2 billion that he wanted to fight Zika. virus. And he was threatening, you just watch. You didn't give me that money for my department, and you're going to all be suffering come summer when all these mosquitoes come back. I mean, this guy is just a bureaucrat, Fauci. So Ron Paul said, it is a grab bag. It's used as an excuse for those with special interests. And then we take a look at President Trump tweeting and bragging about the CARES Act. This is the acronym that they came up with. Like Patriot Act? How patriotic is the Patriot Act? And how much do they really care about you in the CARES Act? Are you serious? Does government care? The acronym is the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. $2.2 trillion, says President Trump. Twice as large as any relief bill ever enacted. The biggest bill in American history. It will deliver urgently needed relief for our nation's families, workers, and businesses. Why do we need relief? We need relief because they shut us down. They created the problem, and now they're coming in as our saviors. We'll talk about what's really in this care package from the government that cares so much for you. But, you know, as we're talking about Rand Paul, you know, he announced Sunday that he had tested positive for the coronavirus and so forth. We had four congressmen who have tested positive, one congresswoman who said she was diagnosed with, quote, presumed coronavirus infection. In other words, they haven't tested it. You know, she's got a cold, and so her physician said, I presume that you've got a coronavirus infection. It's probably like the Kathy Griffin case. You know, she was complaining that Trump had killed her. This is it. I've got a cold. I feel bad. I feel just awful. Turned out she had diarrhea. Perhaps it was diarrhea of the mouth. I don't know. That seems what she's suffering from as a chronic case of that. But, you know, if it's just regular diarrhea, you're fine, Kathy, because you've got all the toilet paper you need, probably. But when we look down the list of all the people in Washington, we got four congressmen, we got Senator Paul, we have two others back on March 18th had announced that they had it, and we had Representative Ben McAdams was hospitalized due to severe shortness of breath, but then he was released on March the 28th. Two congressional staffers also tested positive, one in the House, another in the Senate. By the way, nobody has died in the House and the Senate. And these are some of the oldest people in America. Does that tell you something about this? But just go back to the CPAC stories. Look at all these headlines. Going back to early March, March 9th and so forth, NPR, Meadows and other members of Congress self-quarantine after CPAC coronavirus exposure. The inside story of the CPAC scare. When the coronavirus passed within a handshake of the president. Whoa. And no public health agency took charge. That's the Washington Post. Where's the health agencies taking charge of our lives? They need to take charge of the CPAC. They need to take charge of the president. Yeah, presumably, you're going to have somebody that works for Fauci accompanying the Secret Service everywhere he goes now, right? Just to make sure that everybody's keeping their safe social distancing, and maybe he'll have a thermometer gun that he can shoot everybody with, right? Got to add that to the Secret Service protection, according to the Washington Post. Got to freak out about it, right? And everybody was freaked out about it. And nobody died. You know, when this came out, I remember seeing, some conservative journalists furious, absolutely furious that they were not being told who this alleged individual or two that had tested positive for corona. Who were these people? I need to know. My life is in danger. No, it's not. Calm down. Stop screaming. You're not in danger. Nobody died. And, yeah, I demand this person be exposed. My life has been endangered. Yada, yada, yada. If anything, I think it was a psyop to scare these people, these conservatives who would have normally looked sideways at a lot of these proposed measures, to tell them that they had coronavirus so they would immediately develop a case of diarrhea because they just are so afraid. And, you know, we go back and we look at Ted Cruz went into self-quarantine. I guess that taught him a lesson. You know, all you do is just tell them, hey, oh, yeah, well, you guys have tested positive. You were making fun of all of our panic things, right? But now you're testing positive. Well, now they're all okay, right? They're all out. Mark Meadows, Mark Meadows self-quarantined. He had potential contact with a coronavirus patient. And here was my take on it at the time. I said, all right, don't panic. I don't think you've got anything to worry about. But I do think that you ought to pay attention to the fact that if they found out that there was somebody who attended, if in fact there really was some person who attended, if it really happened, the fact that they would tell all of these government officials, but they wouldn't tell you, I find that to be very interesting. They didn't worry about protecting the privacy if they were going to inform these other people, but they're not going to tell you what the risks are. See, that's part of the problem. We look at Sweden where they haven't shut everything down. One of the things they said was, look, we're trying to be honest and transparent with people. We tell them what the risks are. We tell them common sense things that they can do. We leave it up to them. And because we're honest and straightforward with them and we're not locking them down and imposing a dictatorship here, it builds trust. They trust what we have to say. They followed these guidelines voluntarily and they haven't had a problem. But we don't have trust either way here in America.
When the globalists and the mainstream media and the big box stores zig, we zag. They've all been raising prices on high-quality nutraceuticals and supplements because people are doing their own research and grabbing them off the shelves. Well, guess what? We've cut the prices on our best-selling products massively. And despite the fact that our iodine's selling out, X2 just did, X3 is going to 60% off. That's right, folks, even though it's about to sell out. Our amazing Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with the nano silver, the tea tree oil, and the iodine, it's still 50% off, about to sell out. And then Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, the big multivitamin mineral with pregnenolone and all that zinc, it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And a bunch of other best-selling items are as well. So get your X3 before it sells out. 60% off. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Get Living Defense, 40% off. DNA Force, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people.
Years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. You'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
4 years ago, then billionaire businessman Donald Trump pledged himself to InfoWars and our audience that he would not let us down, that he would take the globalist on, and that we would be very pleased with what he did. We are pleased with President Trump. He has proven that he's the real deal and has taken the globalist on at a level never before seen. But now they're striking back at President Trump and the people using the invisible weapon of fear, the coronavirus. Yes, we should meet the virus head on. Yes, we should save as many people as possible, but not at the expense of our hard-fought liberties and freedoms.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try TurboForce for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get TurboForce right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Listener sent me an email that I'm in Colorado Springs and I went to multiple coffee shops, Dutch Brothers coffee shops and stands. He said not a single one was taking cash, only cards because of the pandemic. And of course, we've been told cash is very, very dirty. Can't touch it. Yeah, it's been dirty for a while. Everybody handles it. So what? We've survived for decades. It's also got cocaine on it. You know, the cops have used that to steal a lot of it. Let me hold that for a second. Put this in front of the dog's nose. Yeah, see, he smells cocaine on that cash. Well, I think we're going to have to keep this cash. I think this cash is dirty. We'll take it back to our office and we'll launder it for you. How about that? Now, my wife had the same experience. She, you can't eat at any restaurants. It's only drive-in and drive-through and take-out and so forth. And so she ordered a pizza, and she went to get the pizza, and they wouldn't take her cash. And they said, no, credit card only. Okay, well, here's the correct. Not touching the credit card either. You have to text me your credit card number. It's like, well, I'm not sure I'm going to do that. She debated it for a while and then gave them credit card that didn't have much of about didn't have much credit limit on it, a small side one that we had from something else, but it really annoyed her, and rightfully so. This is again irrational. Another person emailed me. By the way, you want to send me emails? It's a great way to do it. You can see it on my Twitter account, Libertarian. David Knight Show at Proton. What is it? ProtonMail.com, I think it is. It's a Proton Mail account, but, you know, whatever that domain name is. Not a Gmail. It's actually, if you send it to me, Proton, Proton encrypts stuff, so, Google doesn't see it. Of course, if you're Googling me from a, sending it to me from a Google Gmail account, they'll see it on that end, but they're not going to. If you go to another Proton account and send it to me, it should be secure. So if you want to send me a tip, please do. One person said, good source tells me that some stores on their own are requiring customers to wear masks in order to enter. Unbelievable. Yes, it is unbelievable. But as unbelievable as that is, I have to tell the listener and all of you listeners that we've now got Fauci saying that he wants all of us to wear masks all the time. This is under very serious consideration, he says. As part of this bureaucratic masquerade, why wouldn't we wear masks, right? He said the community-wide use of masks outside of the healthcare setting is under very active discussion at the task force. Did you elect the task force? Probably not. These are people who are just going to reorder our society. Pence is on it. And you kind of indirectly voted for him, I guess. But, there he is. Yeah. The bane of society. There he is with a bane mask. Fauci has become the bane of freedom. That's for sure. And he's trying to melt down our society. And so now he's going to put us all, have us all wear masks all the time. The only problem is this pettifogging bureaucrat and his centrally planned economy can't manage to manufacture masks or distribute them sufficiently, even for the doctors and nurses on the front line. So that's a little bit of a problem. Same kind of problem they have in Venezuela, North Korea, and they had in East Germany. He said, we're looking at that very, very carefully. The CDC group is looking at that, another organization that you didn't vote for. The thing that has inhibited us a bit is to make sure we don't give away the supply of masks from the healthcare workers who need them. But once we get into a situation where we have enough masks, I believe there'll be some very serious consideration about broadening this recommendation of using masks. See, it's just a recommendation. Again, just before they pulled off 9/11, the deep state put together the Model State Emergency Powers Act, and they sent it out to all these different places and said, give yourself, here's the model that we have for the states to give themselves powers under emergencies, you know, like pandemics and so forth. And most of the states enacted those rules that are essentially a soft way that you can say we're going to declare martial law without declaring martial law. Because, you know, we go to war with the American people, they're not going to tell you, right? The revolution may be televised, but it will not be declared. And just like they don't declare their other wars, just like they don't debate their other wars, just like there is no end point or winning point for the other wars, there will not be any end point for this. There'll be no debate. There'll be no declaration. There'll be no representation. You'll have people on task forces that are doing this. You'll have the CDC doing it. You'll have bureaucrats like Fauci doing it. And then they will put this out as a recommendation. See, when the federal government put that stuff together, and then they, before 9/11, and then they shipped it out to everybody after 9/11, they said, this is just a recommendation. We would like you to do that. The same way that the UN said, we have recommendations for what we think you should do with drug prohibition. And here's the four schedules and all the drugs that go into them. They did that in 1961, and then in 1971, Richard Nixon called it his war on drugs, but it wasn't his war on drugs. It was the UN war on drugs, but it was just a recommendation. The UN has a recommendation for Agenda 21, and then they had a recommendation and a timeline for the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability. And everything on that agenda is now being done by fiat, by demand, by all these local officials and everything. And so it's just recommendations. See, whenever I talk about this and I blame Fauci and I blame Trump and they deserve to be blamed, whenever I talk about that, oh, they didn't. They don't have the power to do this. No, they make recommendations. They make guidelines. They give cover. They put pressure on officials to do all of these things. They give them not only a pass and a cover, but they are prodding them to do this. And yes, they are to blame. And when we look at how just last week we had the governor of Michigan threatening doctors, you prescribe hydroxychloroquine for patients, I'm going to take your license. Physicians, don't fill those prescriptions, or I'll take your license. And doctors, you better tell me if you hear anybody talking about this. Now she's begging for it, right? Now we got hospitals who are telling doctors that they'll be fired if they speak about the fact they don't have any gear in their hospital. And a lot of this is happening in New York. A lot of it is happening in Washington State. And interestingly enough, it's happening in California, in Washington, in Chicago, in New York. All these places run by Democrats, all these places that ran our economy into the ground and locked everybody down in an undeclared martial law. They're also the ones who are running their healthcare systems into the ground before any of this stuff ever came in. And they're also the ones that are now using this to suppress and to fire any nurses or anybody who complain about their mismanagement of the government healthcare systems there. And then using this to say that, and see, that just shows you why we got to have more money. Same thing that Fauci did with the Zika virus. You see, you know, you're all going to die if you don't give me more money, if you don't build my bureaucracy. Schwarzenegger is claiming... So I gave everybody the stockpile. It was given away by Newsom. Yeah, he's out there virtue signaling about that. No, it's government. It's government, Schwarzenegger. You wouldn't have been any better. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
My mind for more than 8 weeks has been fixed, constantly scanning, constantly computing to understand the strategic attack we're witnessing. We know by the scripting and the choreography and the fact that the virus has been scanned that it's man-made, an attack on our economy. The globalist media is firmly behind this, devastating the United States and driving Trump from power. But now we know from scores of studies from China, the UK, the United States, Europe, Brazil, Japan, that the virus reinfects and attacks different parts of the body. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an engineered bioweapon, just as the Indian scientist 8 weeks ago conclusively proved their major university. They have a name for it at the Pentagon. It's called a soft kill weapon. It doesn't kill you usually the first time, but the next time, the third time, or the fourth, it does. And it weighs down your economy in the process. There is a paradox. Yes, this virus is deadly and does kill people. And so do many other countless viruses that have already existed, that do exist, and will exist. But when Trump says the cure is worse than disease, he's talking about the media hype creating hysteria and trying to create uncertainty. And it is that that I oppose. It is not the American way to cower and live in fear and to follow the edicts and precedents set by communist China and hyper-authoritarian Singapore, where you're now being given 6 months in jail if you don't stand at least 6 feet away from someone. This is being used by social engineers, and they admit that they are trying to transform our world forever into something unrecognizable from what it's been. We are not slaves, and we must not act like it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, this is a test of the emergency propaganda system. For the next segment, next 10 minutes, you'll be given a test. I hope you all pass this. You should be able to smell the stinking pile of excrement that is being fed to you by this emergency propaganda system. I'm going to try to help you through this. I'll be pointing it out so you don't step in it. But we've got good news, reports Reason Magazine. We have a company that has a smart thermometer, Kenza. They've sold more than 1 million of their Bluetooth-linked digital thermometers. And the interesting thing about this is that, like everything else on your smartphone, you know, when anything that you measure, anywhere that you go, anything that you see, it's all being recorded and sent back to somebody and monetized and analyzed and so forth. Well, one of the things that they say is, which is kind of an interesting confession, is that, users are uploading their body temperature data to the company's centralized database. Now, they may be aware of the fact that they're uploading it to that central database. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I don't know. That's never stopped any of these smartphones and any of these smartphone app companies in the past requiring something like, you know, permission. But maybe people want to keep that there. You know, I mean, there are apps that people use. I don't know why you would want a running record of your body temperature. I mean, maybe if you're trying to get pregnant or something, but other than that, I can't think of anyone. I know, you know, I can understand that people would want to keep track of other metrics. I mean, if you're looking at, if you're diabetic and you got to look at your blood sugar, you got high blood pressure, maybe you want to keep that so you can graph that and look at that as a trend, you know, like your weight or something like that. But I don't understand why you need to have a running record of your body temperature. Nevertheless, they've got a big database of body temperature from more than 1 million of these Bluetooth linked digital thermometers. And they say that data from the thermometers have allowed them to track the spread of the flu. This is really interesting. They can do it in real time. And they can forecast where it is headed in 3 to 4 weeks. Now, we've had a couple of similar situations to this. For example, for a long time, decades, there's been a system called INRIX, and it has, for the longest time, even before it became popular with smartphones and the maps that you have there, you know, when people had dedicated GPS devices, and a lot of people still do, but it would, this INRIX system would constantly monitor dedicated GPS devices at the first. That was the only way that you could do this. And then as it became available on smartphones and you had map applications from Google Maps and from Apple and so forth and Waze, it would, all of these people would sell their data to INRIX, and they would be able to collect this information, and that's where you get the traffic maps that you see on your smartphone apps now. But that was available decades ago to people who subscribed to the service. It would happen. I did some work at a transportation industry, and they had a subscription to INRIX. And they could see this kind of traffic information before you had access to it. I don't know how they monetize it now. That's not really the point. But anyway, the bottom line is that they would aggregate all this stuff. They pretty much do it anonymously. Maybe these people are doing it anonymously. But they're able to see as people's temperatures are going up, and they've been able to correlate that to the spread of the flu. I think that's kind of interesting. It's also kind of, I don't know, I'm always concerned about the way these things are being used. You know, maybe it will be, innocuous, shall we say, the way they do it. Maybe that means they won't try to use that to put a vaccine on us, but nevertheless, they can do that. What I think is more concerning is the fact that the CDC is going to be doing surveillance. This is a part of the over $2 trillion stimulus bill. And of course, that's just the part that the government is talking about openly. You know, there's so much quantitative easing in there that they don't know if it's going to be $5 trillion or $6 trillion. And, of course, there's more things coming down the pike. President Trump says, yeah, we're going to do another $2 trillion bill. This one will be about infrastructure or whatever. Because, you know, we're done saving your jobs, you know, giving you a little bit of a handout because you've been forced into unemployment by the federal government, by President Trump and Fauci, President Fauci, the co-presidency that we have now. They force you to lose your job. They force you to lose your business. They shut down places of work. They'll give you a little handout. You know, here's your $1,000. And if you're good, good little boys and girls, and, you know, if you praise us and vote for us again, we'll give you a little pat on the head and another handout in a little while. And maybe we'll even fix your roads or something. I don't know. Nah, probably not that. It'd be a different thing. But they also included in this initial $2 trillion. This is separate from the Federal Reserve, you know, helicopter money that's out there, the quantitative eternity that they're working on. The original core, $2 trillion, the bill that they call CARE, you know, where they show you how they care for you, the coronavirus action response and blah, blah, BS. They put in that bill $500 million. Now think about that. $500 million out of, $1 trillion. Well, you know, it's still a sizable chunk, right? As Everett Dirksen said, a billion here and a billion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money. in those days, a billion was, everything was millions of dollars and everything. So he was going way over the edge talking about a billion. Now they just throw trillions of dollars around like it's nothing. But $500 million will go to the public health data surveillance and analytics infrastructure. And we had an interesting statement by Mike Pence, who is part of that task force that is going to restructure society and take over all distribution and define what you're going to be allowed to say and do and where you're going to be allowed to go and what you're going to be forced to wear around your face and so forth. You know, that wonderful task force. Well, we have our vice president making a pronouncement about this. Play video clip number one. It's still kind of cryptic what's going to be done with this. Video clip number one. Here's Pence.
What we're doing is trying to identify the areas where we may yet have pockets or, as Dr. Birx often says, where we want to do more immediate testing so that we can do what's called surveillance testing to identify where there may be coronavirus cases where there's been very little incident.
Yeah, okay. So they're going to do, surveillance testing and collection of data. Yeah, folks, there's a lot of surveillance stuff in this because we just have to have it now. You know, all these articles that we saw even a month ago, even before they started all the lockdown and even before they mandated the depression and the unemployment that is bigger than depression. Let me tell you again, it took a couple of years for unemployment in the depression to get up to the level of 18 to 20, 21%. And it bopped around that area for a decade. There was only one year that it went higher than 21%. And that year it went to 25%. We have been able to mandate a greater depression by the forced shutdown of everything, unprecedented, unwarranted by the statistics, by the death rates, by any real metric. This is unwarranted. We've been able to get to more than a 32% unemployment rate, according to one of the Fed Reserve mandarins that we have. I think that's what we ought to call them. We ought to call them mandarins because, I mean, we are following the Chinese model, right? Mandarin is a good word for an authoritarian Chinese system. And we've already been able to get to up to 32%. We're great, making America Great Depression again, aren't we? And beyond. And so now you got all these articles saying, we need to do exactly what the Chinese have done. They were out there. They used their surveillance. If we only had the guts to do what the Chinese are doing with social credit, with biometric surveillance, with tracking, that's what really needs to be done. And here's another one from USA Today. This is what China did to beat coronavirus, and experts say America just couldn't handle it. Well, they're psychologically preparing you for that, and we've got our Vice President Pence out there working with the CDC, the private organization, to surveil you. We'll be right back.
You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So, do yourself a favor. Search engine, zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor, zinc, antiviral.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listen, Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you gotta do is go to InfoWars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones' broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcasts, films, emergency reports, it's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video, and it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now if all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
We told you it was coming. We told you they'd use a virus to scare everyone into submission and set up martial law and quarantines and lockdowns, and now it's here. And I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. Three things we all need to do. Pray to God for justice and seek his face and repent. Get politically active and wake others up to understand this is the world government, the cashless society, it's all being announced. And get prepared yourselves and boost your immune systems and get high quality food. And we're able to ship storable food again. Our supplier has expanded their factories and now are able to take new orders. And it's not about this virus, folks. That's only the trigger, the detonator. It's about what's coming in the future with elections may be canceled, with the globalists trying to implode the economy. This is just the beginning of the crisis, not the middle and not the end. So get prepared now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And please be Paul Revere's and spread the word.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we had President Trump get an interesting back and forth with Jim Acosta. As always, go watch President Trump take down Jim Acosta. And just as a reminder of who has been feeding this panic, I want you to see President Trump versus CNN's Jim Acosta at a press briefing. And if you're watching this clip, notice that now the press corps is sitting in chairs, and the chairs have social distancing involved here. I thought that was kind of funny. But let's go ahead and run that clip. Video clip number two.
What do you say to Americans who are upset with you over the way you downplayed this crisis over the last couple of months? We have it very much under control in this country. The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. It's going to disappear. It's like a miracle. It will disappear. At March 4th, we have a very small number of people in this country infected. March 10th, we're prepared. We're doing a great job with it. It will go away. Just stay calm. It will go away. What do you say to Americans who believe that you got this wrong?
And I do want them to stay calm. And we are doing a great job. If you look at those individual statements, they're all true. Stay calm. It will go away. You know it is going away. And it will go away. And we're going to have a great victory. And it's people like you and CNN that say things like that It's why people just don't want to listen to CNN anymore. You could ask a normal question. The statements I made are, I want to keep the country calm. I don't want panic in the country. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a
minor league player. Well, he has panicked the economic system.
But you know what? I don't want to do
that. Better than Jim Acosta.
I want to have our country be calm and strong and fight and win. And it will go away. And it is incredible, the job that all of these people are doing, putting them all together, the job that they're doing. I am very proud of the job they're doing, that Mike Pence is doing, that the task force has done, that Honeywell and Procter and Gamble and Mike and all of these people have done. I'm very proud. It's almost a miracle, and it is, the way it's all come together. And instead of asking a nasty, snarky question like that, you should ask a real question.
Okay. And again, you know, as President Trump said, he could panic people better than anybody else. And we've had Peggy Noonan at the Wall Street Journal and others. If you're not panicking, you don't understand what's going on. Now is the time to panic, panic, panic. And I said, no, no, no. It's never a time to panic. Look, if you're a anti-aircraft gunner on a ship that's being strafed by Japanese Zero, it's not time to panic. It's time to focus on what you're doing so that you can survive. It's never the right time to panic. Even when the plane and the bombs are falling on you, it's not the time to panic. And you shouldn't be running around with your hair on fire telling everybody to panic, which is what the Wall Street Journal and Peggy Noonan and everybody has been doing, media left and right. And they have panicked President Trump into shutting down the economy. Now, President Trump came out and talked about hydroxychloroquine. And he was, you know, talking about snarky. Yeah, he should have, somebody should show him the picture of Fauci behind his back snickering and covering up his, you know, his mouth and so forth. You know, he's not a real doctor. Let me tell you, you know, I'm the scientist here and all this kind of stuff. To understand how this guy is undermining him, how he is nothing but a deep state bureaucrat. He's no different than Peter Strzok. He's no different than Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. President Trump needs to understand that, needs to get that guy off the podium and put a mask on his, put an N95 on Fauci's mask and send him to retirement. And then get rid of that NIH, the CDC, FDA, all of those agencies for which there's no constitutional authority. These parasites, these bureaucrats. But look, President Trump was right about the hydroxychloroquine. They shamed him on it. He needs to shove that down their throats. Not necessarily literally, you know, make them beg for the tablets. But he needs to shove it down and say, see, I told you so. I told you so. And then President Trump needs to focus not on getting N95 masks out there, President Trump. You need to focus on getting something out there that's going to cure it, make it go away. The hydroxychloroquine. Publicize that. Mass produce that. Send that out. That's really what needs to be done. You know, as we look at this, MSN, and this is Microsoft News. They have the check mark from Bill Gates. Microsoft, of course, you know, does Microsoft News. And, of course, Microsoft also does the NewsGuard. They were funded by DARPA to let you know which news sources you can listen to and which ones you can't. And, of course, Microsoft News gave the NewsGuard check mark to themselves. So everything here is bona fide. And you can believe it all because they got the check mark from DARPA. And they say coronavirus testing kits headed to the UK are found to be contaminated with COVID-19. Well, that's kind of convenient, isn't it? I guess you're going to get a lot of positives there, aren't you? A Luxembourg-based manufacturer, Eurofins, told UK labs on Monday that they'll have to delay this as they found that core parts had been contaminated with coronavirus. These are masks. How did they get the mask contaminated with that? But then they started talking about other aspects. I'm sorry, this is not the mask. This is a test kit. They said, well, we've got 44 molecular virology labs in the UK. If they were doing 400 tests a day, we'd be up to the levels of Germany. And they say, if you look at Korea, now listen to this, folks. Here's how they lie with statistics. If you look at Korea, they've done 490,000 tests. Their death rate is 3 per million, and they have suppressed the virus. Did Korea cure the virus, or did they cure the bad statistics? You see, they tested 500,000 people. And, you know, unlike the small county outside of Austin, Bastrop, where they say, we got 3 cases. Well, you're not even telling people how many people you've tested. Did you get 3 cases out of a dozen, 3 cases out of 100, 3 cases out of 10,000 or 1,000,000? We don't know. They don't tell us. We just have 3 cases. There's no denominator here. But one of the reasons why the death rate in South Korea is so low is because they've done so many tests. The strategy from China and all these other people, the globalist strategy to lock down the world has been several parts. First one is you don't test or report anything except people who are in respiratory failure. That gets your fatality rate up. It scares everybody, and you tell them it's coming. The next thing you do is you lock everybody down because you've scared them to death about the fatality rate, and you keep them in the dark about the invisible disease that's in the air everywhere, and you're going to die when you get it, because see, we got the statistics here. You deflate your regular flu statistics by inflating the number of estimated cases and taking it down to a small fraction of what you've actually measured, even when you have people who are deathly ill. And then the final step is you start to expand the number of tests that you do, and you say, look at this. We've been able to get this down because of our draconian tactics, and we're going to have to do this again. See, we saved you. We saved you. Yes, we created a worldwide depression, but we saved you. Because now we're testing everybody and see, we've got the death rate down. And that's exactly what Microsoft News is selling you about South Korea. Now, if you do the test and you find that, and we've seen this example here. Look, as Gateway Pundit points out, Dr. Fraud Fauci went from a possible 1.7 million U.S. deaths to 200,000 U.S. deaths in just 14 days. Where did this come from? Why is it coming down so quickly? Now, he's saying as of yesterday, the number has come down to 100,000. So we've gone from 1.7 million. 2 weeks later, it's down to 200,000. A day later, it's down to 100,000. Do I hear 50,000? This is exactly the opposite of what they typically do with welfare handouts, right? H.L. Mencken says an auction is an advanced election of stolen goods. Well, now they're bidding down the number of deaths. President Trump, however, apparently hasn't gotten the memo from Fauci that the number of cases are dropping down. Trump is imagining 2.2 million deaths. Now they've got, and listen to this. This is how ridiculous it gets. We've now got statistics being fed to us by Dr. Fauci that on April 15th, we will have 2,271 Americans will die on April 15th. And it won't be from doing their tax returns because they've delayed that. It'll be from the coronavirus. Let me tell you something. When somebody gives you, as an engineer, when I see somebody with a computer model predicting something like that, that degree of accuracy, I'm calling big time BS on that. They don't have the ability to come down with that model to that kind of degree of accuracy. And we need to pin this number to the wall and hold his lying feet to the fire. All right, we're about out of time, folks. Thank you for listening. And, folks, if you want to take care of your own health, you don't need the permission of Dr. Fauci. Take that mask off your face and get yourself some good nutritional supplements. We've got a lot of them still at InfoWarsStore.com. We haven't increased the price. We've decreased the price. 20 to 50% off, an average discount of 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the supplements we have to boost your immune system, to provide you essential nutrients. We even have in Prostagard. If you're an older person, a male, you can get zinc in Prostagard, InfoWarsStore.com.